Hey, check it out. It's your girl Q, finally back on the mic, the podcast mic, the inevitable toxic mic, where I just go ahead and spit what the fuck ever comes to my brainium, you feel me? I checked and the last time I posted a podcast on some bullshit was back in January. Crazy how time flies, but at the same time, I ain't had shit to talk about recently. Actually, I got tons to talk about, but, you know, time is of the essence, and I have to make sure, you know, I really do it the right time. Excuse me. But, yeah, just getting to it. I had, like, a little idea. This episode is going to be done all in one go-round. I'm not going to edit it shit. You're going to get it raw. However it come out, it's going to be what it is. I just had an idea that I have a bunch of drafts in my Twitter, and I'm so hesitant to drop them because people, I don't know. Like, I feel like people, one, they're going to judge me, or people going to read into them the wrong way. And it's just like, but also, sometimes I don't give a fuck. Sometimes I do. And that's just the truth of it all. But kind of just want to get into that, see what that's like. Cause I feel like, you know, me, someone who over explains versus like just sending something out and having to explain later. I'll it'd be cool to explain it while I'm doing it. But, I just have a little random side note. Spotify. I'm actually recording on Spotify technically right now. They bought our Anchor, which, you know, everybody got to make a dollar, but I've been with Spotify in general since I believe 2010 or 12 or something like that. A long ass time. Like, I love me some Spotify, but at the same time, I don't. These motherfuckers, every time I open the Spotify app, guess what I see? Family Matters by Drake. I did not want to. Now, mind you, my previous listening history is Drake. I listen to Drake quite a bit just because, like, he's more on the pop side of, you know, hip-hop or whatever. He's on every track. Now, do I listen to Drake like that? No, I absolutely do not. They're pushing that Drake agenda, and it's really pissing me off. Like, bruh, come on. I saw they had Euphoria on there for like a day, and since then it's just been Family Matters. Like, but you know, I'm team Kendrick. I've been team K Dot all for I don't even know how long, man. I got one of his vinyls. I've been to one of his concerts. I believe in the dude, you know what I'm saying? And I love me some California, man. Like, been in Cali, what, 3-4 times now? Jesus. I could have been out the country by now, but going to California so much. But nonetheless, I just want to get that out there. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know. I just got a little distracted. Anyway, so on to this Twitter shit. So I just realized I can get out of the app and still record because I don't know why it took me so long. But hey, here we are. I'm going to go straight to the app, to Twitter, aka X, and just go straight for the first one, which says, don't confuse my kindness for weakness. And then it says, don't confuse my feminine aesthetics for, and I didn't write anything after that. So let's figure out what I'm going to write. Don't confuse my feminine aesthetics for sassiness. Sassiness. I like that. You know what? People just kept calling me sassy recently. Well, I guess this draft is probably old as shit, but still, like, anytime I would, you know, extend or show some type of feminine or any type of emotion that was like threatening to another woman or somebody like that, they would be like, oh, you so sassy, Q. And I'm like, do you know me, nigga? Like, this shit ain't new. Like, I'm always gonna come up and show and come correct. And if that means coming correct means to show you where you have me fucked up and this is what it looks like, then I guess so. But I really don't identify with the whole sassy word because I feel like it's had more of a negative connotation. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna post that shit. Bam. All right. Okay, what is the next one? The next draft is, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Right now I'm listening to Midday Mellow Vibes Volume 3, Selection 9. That was 2 weeks ago, 2 Wednesdays ago. So tomorrow, today's Tuesday, by the way, y'all, my bad. Today is Tuesday, May 8th. damn, what day is it? I don't know. May 8th, 2024. I'm going to try to drop this in real time, this episode. But, you know, that means tomorrow we got Midday Mellow Vibes, Volume 3, Selection 10. Going to compile that beautiful track list together and we're going to vibe. Hopefully, if you are a listener, I really appreciate you. And I hope it's still, you know, giving the vibes it's supposed to give after all this time. You know, some, one of my passion projects that I will not ever give up. I hope not. So I have this other tweet, this draft. It says my perfect roommate. Mind you, this is a very old, very, very old draft because some of you may or may not know I have a roommate right now, which I haven't had a roommate since. I want to say, like when I say a roommate, like locked in roommates, like lease type shit since college. And for very good reason, I haven't had one since. And still to the day that has proven itself true in my big adult age. But, you know, I can't do anything with the fucking economy. So this seemed like the best option at the time. And it wasn't some more like, oh, I'm gonna save money. It was more like, this has to make sense. Like, I got to make it make sense. But no. So anyway, without getting into that any further, this tweet says, my perfect roommate, colon, is they're considerate, kind, quiet, clean. Bonus, likes to cook. So I'm gonna leave that one there. I'm just gonna send it. yeah. Someone tweeted, why do y'all get acrylic toes? That, I ain't gonna hold you, that this girl at my job, she had her big toe was acrylic, and our thing is like she didn't really get it shaped to like a natural toe shape, toenail shape. She had it like that square, and I was kind of like, girl, at least shape it down, you know what I'm saying? But hey, I'm not gonna ever tell nobody what to do with their fucking money. But sometimes, like, you gotta be real with people. Sometimes people just don't know. Like, this a little crazy to you? This one says, like to accept the terms and conditions. Ooh, I think this one was supposed to be a caption. I mean, or like a picture. Like to accept the terms and conditions. Asmeratic. ASMR-ratic. I think that's what I was going for. Not asthmatic, but we gonna post it. I don't know. You the same girl that led me on. I miss you, I do. I like the song, man. I miss you, I do. This one says, what's your safe word when you just can't take anymore? I think some of these I didn't post because I was looking for the perfect time to post them. Versus like them not me worried about like people will accept it or whatever. Like that one's like Twitter after dark type shit. Which, yeah. This one says, I have a ton of them, so I don't even think I'm gonna get through them all through this podcast. And this one says, when I don't feel lonely, I love being by myself. I don't know if that makes sense, but my own company being me is just so peaceful. Not needing the, and I stopped tweeting, I don't know. Not needing to have anyone around to satisfy my being is truly something to brag about. I don't even know, man. I had freestyled that last part. I don't know what the fuck I was talking about. Anyway. Fuck is hot in this bitch. It's muggy. Next one's crazy. DMs open for strap recipients only. I had to add the only because, yeah. This shit is, I already mentioned earlier, I was like, hey, I'm about to do a draft dump. You gotta mute me if anything. Let me tell people, I'm sorry, doing a draft stump right now. Drafts dump right now. So the tweets are extremely random. Spring cleaning. Spring cleaning. Aha, that's my song. Oh. Y'all can't really hear it, my bad. But now I don't really know the words enough to be singing it for real. All right, let's see what the next one is. I hope everybody's been doing good, you know. It's a new season. Still here in Atlanta. Man, I probably told y'all in my last podcast that I had a new job. It's not as new as it used to be, but nonetheless, it's my job. I don't know why I wrote Fairy Godmother, but I'm going to tweet it because I said I wasn't going to skip any tweets, so I'm going to try to stick with that. What's going on? What's wrong with this picture? Why is there carpet in the bathroom? This nigga said, oh, nothing. Laid up in bed with my lady and her homegrown locks. I don't know if y'all heard about that Twitter beef right now, but there's a little Twitter beef going on. Not little, I guess. I mean, it was on this week's Twitter beef with some shorty that was talking shit about her so-called friends, and she was calling people friends, but she was on the backside talking shit about everybody, you know what I'm saying? But that's just the only thing that is a reflection of them and their own insecurities and, you know, ego and whatnot. It's all the same formula at the end of the day. We all been through that. We've been the victim. We've been the fucking, what the fuck is it called? The victim and the fucking perpetrator. You feel me? So, not saying it's okay, but I say all that to say that, it's not okay. It's not okay to do that to your friends, but me and my big age, I done seen this hella times before. Hell, I still do it. The fuck I talking about? I talk shit about everybody. This mouth is just, she don't give a fuck. But more than likely, if I say it, I could more than likely say it to your face too. This other tweet here, it says, if someone asked me which Sade song was my favorite, I'd probably start sweating bullets. I'm pretty sure it's a Kiss of Life. But I can't be like, yeah. Yeah. The dykes with the thighs out. Amen. Cause that's me. That's me. Shout out to anybody who are taking care of any plants. I got three of them bad boys. And I'll stare at them for like 5 minutes and be like, what are y'all doing? Because here's the thing. I've had some of these plants for more than 3 months. And they have no new petals. No new flowers. No new nothing. It's just, they literally, when I tell you, they just sitting there. They just sitting here. And they taking up good space. I love that for them. Ooh, are y'all not going to bloom? And it might not be their season to bloom. Maybe I've read up on them. I got a neon pothos. And I have, of course, a snake plant. And I have a plant. What's this one called? This one was from a friend. It's called Bromeliad. Bromeliad? It says air purifier. Shut up. Get out of here. I did not know that. Anyway, but the Bromeliad or whatever I got from my friend. When I tell you, it ain't done nothing. And I've had this thing for like 5 months. It literally just sits here. And I water it and stuff. It doesn't grow. It doesn't do anything. All right, this next tweet says, I always lick my lips after getting a quick kiss from my boo. Aw, that's cute. I don't know who I'm kissing. I don't know who inspired that tweet, so. But shout out to you, I guess. If they don't have boundaries for themselves, how the fuck they gonna respect yours? Period. You already know. See you. It's been 4 weeks and I haven't seen you. Call me then, baby. All right. Oh, shit. This one seems controversial. One thing someone from Atlanta doesn't want you. What? To tell them is the truth about their city. If it doesn't align with their beliefs, if you say anything bad about Nap, I'm gonna be like, damn, for real? Because I love my city, but your experience is truly is not to invalidate. That's your experience. Oh God. Like, sorry, the grammar is just terrible on this. Invalidate. That's your, okay, 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 okay. So I'm gonna read this back again. One thing someone from Atlanta doesn't want you to tell them is the truth about their city die. Die. If it doesn't align with their beliefs, city, if it doesn't align with their beliefs, damn. If you say anything bad about Nap, and by Nap I mean Nap Town, I'm gonna be like, damn, for real? Because I love my city, but your experience is not to invalidate my is a man's tweet like this? You'd be over there like, and invalidate me. If someone's with me, that's your reality. Let's post that shit. Man, I had to come to your auntie's, queen. They can go to this. I was on my couch. Oh man, I just want to give a shout out to Wendy's for having the best breakfast, fast food breakfast type shit, hot and ready, motherfucking. They got the best. I want to say they're not hash browns. They're like hash wedges. I don't know, potato wedges, seasoned. Hello, they do not lack on the seasoning. Say something. Okay, improperly calling a woman female is and always will be cringy as fuck to me. That's another tweet. And it's tweeted. Period. I don't give a fuck. When y'all gonna pull out the sundresses, man? Yes. Hold on. What have I been seeing? And why haven't I been seeing sundresses? I need the sundresses with the clogs. Not the, you know what I'm talking about? The clogs, the ones that be looking like the wicker basket on the bottom. I need those, like, yes. Keep the white toes. We still love the white toes, but like, bring out them old school wicker basket motherfucking sandal clog things. You know what I'm talking about? Alright, let's see what this next one says. Alright, this next tweet says, you ever been in a relationship or talking to someone and there was something that went left between y'all and you know they went and talked to their friend about it. Y'all talk about things and make up, but before that they were talking golly, what the fuck was I trying to write? I might have to discard this one because I think what I was trying to say was you're in a relationship and your person goes and talks to their friend about it and that friend was left a bad taste in your mouth. Oh, I know, that's what I was trying to say. Y'all talk about things and make up, but before that they were talking shit to their friend. And that friend always seems to always side eye you. I don't know where I'm going with this. I don't know where I'm going with this. That's goofy as fuck. I'm burning the fuck up in this apartment. All right. Okay, that one's not of Coochie Commander. That one needs to stay in the drafts. Yeah, I'm gonna keep that one for the. That one should stay in the drafts because I feel like that's supposed to be a for picture or something. Here are some things I keep in my peace pouch for on the go. Oh, I didn't write shit on there, so I'm gonna delete that. it probably was just like chapstick, wallet, phone, keys. I don't know. I'm actually getting quite bored of this. One of them says, good morning to everyone who has their car's headlights set to automatic. That's such a me tweet. Like, I still want to tweet that. Here's another. Would it be unhealthy if I were attracted to someone's defense mechanisms? Ooh, see, that shit should have been tweeted. Should have been tweeted a while ago. Man, let me see. Let me put some exclamation points by this because I actually want somebody to answer these. I want somebody to answer that. because I felt like, I think what happened was I was dating somebody or talking to someone, and I had one of those moments where I was able to see, I was still in my body, but like, you know how you see from a different perspective of a person, from your perspective, but you see it from a different perspective, and you're like, damn, I like that shit. That shit ain't healthy. That shit is their defense mechanism, and for some reason, I like that. Am I bringing out this toxicity in them because I have some type of attraction to that dumb bullshit right there? And so I think that's something that I, yeah, had noticed. Isn't that some crazy shit when you just like, oh, damn. Like, I'm the fucking problem. I'm the problem. Hello. All right, let's see what we got here. When I tell y'all, I'm pretty sure I have well over 75 drafts in this bitch. Ooh, here's one that's cute. Well, it's the next one. It says, let me ease your mind. Let me fill your cup. Let me feed your tummy. Let me read your... That's fucking stupid. Why would I... Let me ease your mind. Let me fill your cup. Let me feed your tummy. Let me lick you up. Lick you up. Yeah, that's it, bitch. Yeah, that shit funny. This is why I be, when I used to like tweet with, I used to tweet like nobody was watching type shit. And I think that's, I mean, I have a lot of followers, but a lot of my followers are because of automated follows, and like a lot of porn follows me because I think I'm my, since my name is what it is, people think that I'm on some nasty shit, and I'm just like, nah, you just gay. It'd be niggas, like a lot of dudes be following me. And I'm like, all right, I guess. Like, I'm not showing nothing. Like, did these niggas still? Anyway, I think I'm done texting new people who I absolutely won't meet in the next 2 to 4 weeks. I refuse to text motherfuckers for a year for shits and giggles. Is we linking or nah? That's a very valid question, because that's happened to me, man. I have a couple friends that I've never met and have done an amazing job. We've done an amazing job of keeping, being great pen pals and talking on the phone and stuff. But when I tell you I'm such a hands-on ass motherfucker, like I need you here. You know, I guess, you know, I can get comfortable with some people just being just at bay as that type of friend, but the dynamic won't, you know, will it ever shift into that dynamic that it should be if we never meet? And so, yeah, I have a friend, I think we've been long distance friends for about 5 years now. Could we have met? We probably could have met once, probably twice by now, but you know, people just be on different time, and that's okay, and that's really okay. I'm about to say, hopefully, yeah. Please mute me if these get annoying. Get annoying. Don't block me, though. Don't block me, though. All right. Let's get back to it. We're rolling out tweets left and right. Right and left. Right and left. Here we go. Damn, this bitch long. Okay. People take, let's see what it says. It says, people take phone calls in their car with the Bluetooth speaker bass all the way up. Like, damn. Hold on. People take phone calls in their car with on the Bluetooth speaker, and the damn bass be all the way up. To the plan. Okay. Sorry, I finished the tweet and I thought it was funny. Like, I just stopped. I forgot I'm on the podcast right now. Forgot I'm recording, but I'm here. Okay, I posted that shit. Let's see. God dang, there's so many damn tweets. All right. It says, I need a sneak link that for a sneaky link that don't mind buying me a drink. Nigga, what?
Okay. I need a sneak link that's... Ah, I hate this one. We're going to just put that right back because I really... I hate when I can't decipher my own shit. Like, huh? Fuck it. It says, good morning to the people that take... Here's another. Good morning to the people that take their shoes off at the door, and when you see the house is 90% carpet. This one's old as shit, but like, thank you. Some people will come in. I don't know. I don't even know if I was raised this way. I don't remember us taking our shoes off as a kid coming into the crib, but like as an adult and just knowing how outside is and you got carpet, I don't know. Like, we can mop every single day, clean the floors, but when it comes to the carpet, disinfecting carpet is that's a whole thing, you know what I'm saying? So like, I don't know, I feel like when you come into the crib and your first thought isn't like, let me take my shoes off. And some people are like, oh, well, your feet ain't no better. I don't give a fuck, bitch. Your feet just as dirty as your damn stanky ass breath. But your breath and your feet are not scraping up against public ass, exposed as outside shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a little bit different. So, I don't know. Just everyone's different. But at the same time, like, have some decorum. At least, and here's the thing, though. At least ask. Like, hey, do I need to take my shoes off? And then especially if you come into the crib and there's shoes by the door and you don't really get that, you don't get the memo. Like, the elephant in the room is just not big enough. Okay, the fuck. Here's another one. It says, what is something that always makes you nerd out about? For me, I go hard about topics on space and the universe, also Iron Man. In physiology. On space, physiology, because I love me some, I love the body. I love the human body. And I love biology. I go hard on topics. I go hard about topics on space, physiology, and the universe. Bitch, are those not two the same? Is space and the universe not the same? Let's change that to on biology, physiology, and the universe. And also Iron Man. That's my shit. To love yourself, be happy. Yes, love yourself. That means to be happy, baby. God, love some good positive ass music, my nigga. What? Side note, Netflix recently had two live events that they were promoting heavy, which was one was Cat Williams, his live stand-up, and the other one was Kevin Hart was hosting the roast of Tom Brady. I kind of got to start I got to start Cat Williams, but it wasn't really hitting. I don't know if anybody else, you know, brought some feedback. Was it good? I still got to watch it. But I ain't gonna hold you. That Tom Brady shit was great because, you know, I'm from Indiana, so we're not Patriots fans at all. We hate Patriots. Especially Tom Brady. Like, fuck that motherfucker, right? And so I was like, I'm all ears for this roast, man. That roast was funny as hell. Like, they really did it. And you know, so crazy is I remember growing up, I used to watch roast all the time on Comedy Central. They used to have the roast or something. I think it was just called the roast. And they were roast niggas like every week, and it was so fun. But I don't know what made them stop. I mean, Comedy Central, shit, I can imagine what it's like now. But it used to be the spot where you went to go laugh. And but yeah, they really did push the buttons. They took it over the edge for that roast of Tom Brady, and I really fuck with that shit. I learned a lot too. Okay, here's the next one. My next tweet says, fucking with her got me being a homebody. So addicted to her smile got me winning home base. Aw, that's cute. I don't know who the fuck I was talking about. That's crazy. I wish these drafts had like a date on them when I drafted them. I'm pretty sure I literally can't tell when I drafted these, but they're still at the bottom. I mean, this shit crazy. It says something about a nosy nigga that creates stories in their head, then tries to project them onto you, but when you don't allow them to manipulate you because of their insecurities. Damn, it's such a run-on sentence. I hate it. Oh, bitch, I gotta fix it. Okay, something about a nosy nigga that creates stories in their head, then tries to project them onto you, comma, something, but when you don't allow them to manipulate you, their insecurities insecurities will, what am I trying to say here? Their insecurities will, it's hard to like try to come up with this at the same time I feel like I'm talking to someone, but usually when I'm talking to someone, I like look at them like, help me fill this shit in. They're like, okay, I'll help you. But there ain't nobody here to help me. It's just me, my own brain and shit. The insecurities will tell on, hold on, their insecurities will shine, will show, will take front stage, take, well, fuck, I don't fucking know, man. I probably need to come back to this one. Save draft. Because I want to waste that shit, you know what I'm saying? I've had to skip now four, no, five, one, two, because two of them are good mornings, and it's 5 o'clock, so I can't say good morning right now. Niggas think I tweet about everything until I don't tweet about them. What? That didn't make any sense. I thought that was hard, but it wasn't. Maybe, okay. I kind of like it. Something about it, I like it. Something about it, I don't like. It's like, oh, I'm talking shit. But it's like also like, I don't know. I don't know. Let's see how far, how long we've been. I've been chatting with y'all for 31 minutes. Let's just make this 40 minutes. Because I don't know how the fuck I've been tweeting. Oh, shit, wrong button. I've been tweeting for 40 minutes. Because I can... I know I can talk. If you know me, you know. Just go back a few podcast episodes. I can talk, baby. What the fuck? This one says, I'm trying to knock it out, so sock it to me. I'm going to keep that one in there. Oh, shit. Hold on. Okay. Scorpios, y'all don't get tired of tripping over all them L's y'all keep taking. Let's just post it. I don't give a fuck. What? Not me coming for the Scorpios. That was a shit. I'm trying to think what time my life was that. Because, yeah, Scorpios. I said, this is not what I expected when I wanted to know more about grown folks' business. What? That's so funny. Why didn't I tweet that? I could have just tweeted it. But I guess I probably wanted to reference it to something else. This is what I feel like I have tweet hoarding. I hoard my tweets. And I do this with a lot of things. Like, I don't know about y'all, but like saving stuff on, like bookmarking on Twitter, saving things on Instagram, bookmarking on them on, what's that called? TikTok. I don't really be on TikTok, but even like just that, having that function and that access to do that. I never go back into that stuff to actually look at it. I'm gonna be like, why did I save this? Sometimes I save things because I don't have the time to actually, I'm not in a place where I can listen to it and watch it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, okay, I'll listen to this at a better time. Maybe something's not safe for work. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, versus something. I look at some stuff. I'm like, oh, this shit is not even relevant anymore. Like, yes, yeah, I just gotta do better. This one says, I know this probably isn't finished either. I remember when I was on the rugby team and they had parties. One of the house rules was you couldn't hold your beer in your right hand. And if they caught you, they tapped the bottle and you'd have to chug your beer. Tap the bottle with their beer bottle and you'd have to chug your beer. Oh, that was a cool ass memory, man. Shout out to Ball State women's rugby team. That was a good time. That was an interesting time. Like, I definitely went to a PWI. No regrets. It was just an interesting experience. And I said, you know, I can't take away from it because, like, if I went to a predominantly black college or HBCU, whatever have you, like, my experience would be my experience. I think only thing bad I would say that happened was that, you know, I did experience the racism. And that just sucks. Like, in any place at all. Because it's hard. Sometimes if it's not blatant, because where I'm from, you don't get blatant racism. You get, like, this underhand, undermining, that type of racism where you have to go and really think about it, write a dissertation, and be like, this is where you had me fucked up. And I
also think this is related back to racism. Like, I do believe you're a racist, my nigga. And so it's tough. Like, most places you, like, some places you, like, it's blatant racism. Like, oh, that nigga, yeah, you got to go home and you need to go repent, my nigga. But, yeah. Anyway, where am I going? Okay, let's see. The next one. Excuse me. So sorry. I know this mic is good, so I know you heard me burp. I do apologize. I'm a gassy nigga. Freaky ass nigga. Don't freaky ass nigga. 6'9" guy, you a freaky ass nigga. All right. Shout out to Kendrick. All right. Someone told me I have poor discernment, but when it comes to women, I can read them like, fuck. I gotta finish this shit. All right. I can read them like bold, underline, jumbo print. bolded, underlined with a D, jumbo print. I really love you, baby. About you all the time. I really hope Midday Mellow Vibes Volume 3 Selection 10 is a hit. I'm still working on it. But I ain't gonna hold you, man. Selection 9 really, man, took them off like a cake, bruh. It did some chill shit, man, for real. Shout out to the niggas that be listening. Shout out to y'all, for real. I really fuck with y'all. And people who listen on Apple Music. I've been putting that shit on Apple Music. This shit takes, I mean, I tell y'all, it takes forever to create the playlist. Just one, you have to pull the music out, create like the arrangement, of course, choose a picture, choose a, you know, a saying, edit everything, put it also onto the other platform, which is Apple Music. I could do way more promoting for my playlist, you know what I'm saying? But after I do all that stuff, I'm like, I'm tired, baby. And I, you know, and maybe down the road I'll get a little bit better and set more time aside for it. But as of right now, I'll be like, here, I'm throw these couple tweets out, put this shit on my story on Instagram, and yeah, here you go. If you listen, you listen. You don't, you don't. Like, I'm not making any money off of it, so I think that's another reason. You know, money, money is the motive. Okay, hello. Actually, chilling is the motive. Midday Mellow Vibes is chill, to get stuff done, to do whatever you want to do, listen to music. Like, that's the motive. I ain't gonna hold you. Let's see what this is. I think people get frustrated with me because I demand a friendship before a relationship, and some people don't want it that way, so it's hard for them to accept that I won't have it any other way. Absolutely. Because I think that I feel like my best relationships, my longest, let's say my two longest relationships, definitely started off, there was always some type of tension. There was attraction, attention, sexual, physical attraction or tension, whatever have you. Yes, that was there, but it wasn't on the front line. Not saying it didn't motivate or have any type of effect on the developing friendship, because who's to say what really drives people's friendships anyway, right? Not every reason that we are friends people is always out there, pretty obvious sometimes. Sometimes I think people are friends people, they don't know why they're friends with them sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Some people friends people just because they need somebody around. Niggas, you know what I'm saying? Shit. Anyway, I say all that to say, that was a tangent. I say all that to say, it's really important to at least try and see someone from a point of view where it's not so much faded or like so much influenced by the rose colored glasses of like, damn, I just want to hit, nigga. I just want to hit. You looking good. We looking good together. We can make this happen, okay? Shit. Because if you know me, I hit one time and I'm bored of you. I get bored of people. If like for some, that's a podcast for another day. I probably already talked about that shit, but whatever. People be thinking they slick calling their booze friend, but little do they know, I truly don't give a fuck, and I'm happy someone else is helping with them craziness. What? What? That was a dig. That was a personal. I don't know if I can post that one. I don't like it because it makes no sense. Like, it's, who was that for? That was for someone. I don't know. Here's another one. It says, I do my hair once a month and some women do their hair and makeup once a day. Y'all deserve your flowers. Meow. Meow. Hey, yo, that's funny as hell because, yes. Bitch, when I cut my hair off, I think I had to get my hair cut twice a month. And it wasn't, that maintenance wasn't the tough part. It was like paying for that shit was the tough part. I'm like, I don't feel like paying for this shit. Like, this shit sucks. Because I spent, and I had 10 and a half years of having locks. I learned how to do my own hair about year five or six. I was like, all right, let me just go ahead and twist this shit up. Like, it can't be that hard. And my parts weren't that, like, clean. So, like, twisting it wasn't, like, a big deal. Oh, shit, we have 40 minutes and 54. Might as well make it a motherfucking hour. Why not? We here. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, like, yeah. This song came on. It's super distracting. I love this song. I love all these motherfucking songs on this one. Yo. This song's so fire, though, because he's like, we could be great together, but I'm just insecure. And I'm insecure, I am paranoid, and you can move the right way, but I'm still not gonna be able to see it right because I have to grow the fuck up. I have to grow up and trust you. I have to trust myself. And I'm just like, it's a fun, jumpy song, but the lyrics go crazy, yeah? Yeah. All right, so what's the next one? It says, you ever just be rubbing on yourself and get turned on? No, just me. Okay, I'm not gonna post that one. I don't think I'm gonna post that one right now. If you have a degradation king, DM me. This is for research purposes. what that one, there's a few of these that could have stayed in the draft, but it's not the purpose of this podcast right now. Oh my god. All right, I need the option on messages that says, I seen that you left me on scene, on red. Hold on, scene. Just want you to know that I know. Thanks. I peeped. Never. I peeped that you left me on scene. Just want you to know that I know that. Why the fuck it out? That's stupid. Obviously, I'm the type of nigga that cracks myself up. Because why not? YOLO. Yo the fuck low. Let's see what's the next one. I don't know if it's my TV settings or what, but I feel like they need new makeup artists for the Real Housewives of Atlanta. That shit old. Damn, that's old. So I don't know when that was. I ain't gonna post that. I don't want to spend your money. I want you to spend it on me. I don't want to spend your money. I want you to spend it on me. And that's on period. Please, spend it on me. And it's making me. I love this song. I got it. I want it. Ooh. I want it. I get it. Ugh. I got it. I flaunt it. Wrong part. And it's making me. I'm done dating chicks. Here we go. I'm done dating chicks that tell me our signs and birth charts say we're compatible. Then to top it off, they have a spiritual mama telling them stuff about how wonderful I am supposed to be for. Oh, okay. I think I got an idea where how far back these tweets go. I think these tweets go back all the way back to 2022. God damn, nigga. It's 2024. I like this tweet, but I think, yeah, I could do something with that. I could probably just, yeah. Let me do that. It says, I turned 30 and literally 4 months later caught the debilitating COVID. When I look back, the combo really was a two-hit a quitter. Naturally, I matured mentally. Huh? Naturally, I matured mentally. But the vid really broke my body down. I don't know. That's kind of weird. I ain't gonna post that one. Younger people think having older friends is a flex. I don't know why that's funny. I think so, because I think at the time, I would tell people, like, hey, I don't really see us having a friendship and or relationship or something like that, because they were, like, 8 years younger than me or something weird. Like, and they just didn't understand that concept. And I was like, well, I don't see myself investing in the same time that you do. Like, being friends with somebody older, that can work if you, the younger person, are of certain caliber, of a certain, you know, degree, mentally, just experience wise and there's no one that says, like, okay, you have to check off all these boxes per se, but at the same time, you know, I gotta be around a nigga that's like, are you teachable, and are you, can you teach me, can you be a student, can we vice versa? I want to learn from anybody who's around me. Are you someone who's like emotionally intelligent? Like, something gonna happen and you're gonna do some weird shit, and like, I'll, because like right now, who I am now, I drop people super fast. Really depending on the nature of everything, but more than likely, we don't have to talk about it too much. Like, we know what it is. And so, I know. I don't know about you. But I don't really, you know, I don't want any overhead. We don't, no ma'am. Let's just go ahead and cut it even. No loss, no gain. Just draw. Not even a draw, nigga. Did it even happen? It's my shit. I don't know if I can hear the music, which is my bad. I'm sorry. I don't know if I can have music on these podcasts because of copyrights. And I don't want my whole entire podcast to be blank, I guess. Like, they'll just, like, just censor the whole entire thing out. And I could be on some bullshit. I don't know. So, I'm sorry. That's why I'm kind of trying to talk over the music. But at the same time, it's a vibe over here. Shit, the fuck talking about? All right. If I'm being quiet at work, it's because I promised myself I wouldn't complain about a job again. that's some shit, baby. Because there's so many fucking tweets. Okay, this one might be my last one. The last one gotta be a booming one. Let's see what the. I tell you, I'm gonna have to do a part two on this bitch. As much as I don't want to talk about people I've met on my podcast, sometimes my experiences involved them, and the best way for me to tell a story is from real life ish. Huh, what? As much as I don't want to talk about people I've met in real life on my podcast, sometimes my experiences involve them, and the best way for me to yeah, let's do it. As much as I don't want to talk about people I've met in IRL on my podcast, sometimes my experiences involve them, and the best way for me to tell my story is from real life. What the fuck, bitch? That was said so backwards. It's supposed to say sometimes my experiences involve them, and it's, bitch, fuck it, I'm tweeting it, I don't give a fuck. Decipher it however you want to decipher that shit. Golly, that was so backwards, man. I remember my friend told me once, so I was like, I'm gonna write this tweet, and I wrote it. She was like, why'd you write it like that? And I was like, I just said everything I needed to say. She was here, just say it like this, boom boom boom. And I was like, damn, that was way more simple than I said it. And she was like, yeah, I don't know why you. And I realized, like, I don't know, it's like, I'm not, it's like neurodivergent, I don't know, there's a whole bunch of those words that people put out. I just comprehend things differently. And that's reading, writing, and listening wise. I those communication skills and those different facets are different. You know what I'm saying? I think everybody does is different. And I think I've gotten to a place where I go, mine's a little bit more complex. It doesn't have to be complex. It is, though. Meeting someone who over explains and who's sort of on the same wavelength of communication with me feels, when I say it feels like home, I'd be like, oh, please never leave my side. Please don't. Like, let's just, like, stay right here. Like, it's for real. Shit, I didn't know I was so, I guess, different. But it's okay. You know. This is neighbors. Neighbors make any kind of noise. Me, why are they even alive? It's so me. I fucking can't stand noises, man. I can't stand. I'm not going to tweet that one just yet. I'm starting to think they are creating history. Ooh, that's kind of boring. Hold on, wait. I'm starting to think they are creating history. Like, I feel like they're... okay, we'll go back to that one. What job should you have that pays you to overthink? What? What? I can't even tweet that one. It says, Black folks will take forever to learn how to swim, but up until then, we gonna be bouncing on that one big toe, keeping our head above water. Man. I'll post that one. Why not? I ain't sick. It's just the pollen. It's just the pollen. It says dark liquor demon. I'm cracking up. That's got to be a caption. And I don't even drink dark liquor anymore. So, you know, that's back in the day. I don't like people playing like they know me. That's real. It says, I have an indescribable fear of not being wanted or needed by someone. And that shit stems from never having a father. Jesus, like, that nigga just didn't give two fucks for this human. I've spent the last 14 years acting like I didn't care, but it's probably what I care about the most. Did I do the math right on that? 14 years. That's gonna have to go back in the drafts. That's too deep. Oh, somebody DM'd me. I wonder what they said. Let's go find out in a little bit. If you don't like Charles Gambino, how can you like Outkast? What? If you don't like Charles Gambino, how can you like Outkast? I don't know if that makes any sense, but I'm gonna tweet it. I'm not exactly sure. I think where I was going was eclectic music made by Black artists. And them being just different. Now, Outkast, I feel like they're one of their own. But, like, I was listening to Childish Gambino the other day, and I go, aside from his work, his hip-hop stuff, his, that Mama, damn, what's the name of the album? I don't fucking know, the woman with the blue on and stuff, and Blue and Black. That one was just nothing but, like, what Bruno Mars and Oh Boy did. That was, like, cocaine music. Like, you know how 70s cocaine music, jivey shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, ooh, we screaming. Now we back to jiving, juking and jiving. Yeah, I don't know. Somewhere those things cross, the Outkast and Childish Gambino. But at the time, I guess it thought, oh, let's see what this person DM me. Hello, what's your question? I ain't got no question. The fuck is this? I don't know what she's talking about. What you mean? What you mean? I put that all in. That was what you mean was one word, because I have no idea what that girl talking about. You said, what's your question? What's my question? You know, I got ADHD. Did I ask you that? How long did I ask you that? I can't focus without your love. I be mopping around the club. Not mopping. It says moping. I can't read. Hold on. Is mopping two P's? I probably looked that shit up. Social media has allowed me to see inside so many people's actual homes. That's true. Yeah. Sometimes I don't like it. Okay. Golly. I'm on a roll right now. Okay, yeah, I'm on a roll. Ugh. Okay, let's see. It says, sometimes I find myself hyper-focusing on one thing that it makes me block everything else out, which then makes it look like I'm super unproductive. But that's so funny, because, like, even with me hyper focusing on that one thing, I might not even be actually productively focusing on it. Like, sometimes I just might be focusing on it and it just only be in a thought stage. It won't be in the production stage, so it's not like me actually doing anything. I'm just like fixated on that thing. What the fuck, bruh? Okay, we are at 54 minutes. I wish, let me know. It says, keep your eye on the motherfucking clock. You only got 60 minutes, baby. All right, I got y'all. Say less. Let's see the next one. God damn, there's so many. Let me ease your mind. Here are some ways to let people know I don't believe them without saying I don't believe you. Interesting. Oh, I've never heard that one before. Oh, you don't say. Oh, you don't say. Oh, you don't say. I'll let you know. Oh, no, not I'll let you know. What's some other way? Another way? The interesting. Boy, I'd be hitting the interesting like crazy. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Oh, let me hit it with the mm-hmm. That's so funny. That is funny. Sometimes I like to know that I'm funny to myself. I'm funny to myself. The way I can't uncap, apply my chapstick, then recap it with using only one hand really makes me proud of being a chapstick lesbian. What the fuck? She said about the degradation kink. Oh my God. I'm about to send her this motherfucking smiley face talking about some, oh yeah. Oh yeah. I wasn't joking. She thought I was joking. But yeah, that's crazy. All right, let's wrap it up. I told her I said I want to know more about it. Okay, because I do. All right, y'all. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you didn't fast forward or just stop the recording, the podcast recording, then shout out to you, that damn. You know, you got stamina. You got endurance. I like that. I like that a lot, man. But thanks for taking a little field trip into my mind and the fuck shit I do. That's the fuck shit I do as a fuck shit ass nigga. Hope you enjoyed. I'm going to go heat up some 2-day-old pizza and 2-day-old wings because I pay for that shit. I just couldn't eat it all in one day. Okay. All right. I hope y'all mind the business that pays you and mind the business that doesn't pay you as well, because it seems like we're all in everyone's business either these days with effortlessly. Did I try to know what you was? No, I just do now. So here we are. Stay safe. And until next time, hopefully I can make some more bullshit podcasts and maybe I can do another podcast where I drop some more drafts, my tweet drafts, because there's still too many in there and it's making me nervous. Okay. It's making me a little nervous. So, much love, peace, and hair grease. Until next time, my friends. Deuces.